USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. Maine authorities announced Friday night that the suspected mass shooter, Robert Card, had been found dead near Lisbon Falls from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Mike Soschuk, commissioner of the Maine Department of Safety, said that when the shooting happened, police responded quickly.
It's spare time. A minute after those initial officers respond, eight more are there. Now we're saying now everybody's starting to roll in about the same time.
All the victims' identities have been confirmed. Among them, the youngest was 14 years old, while the oldest was 76. Robert Card, a 40-year-old U.S. Army reservist, is accused of perpetrating the deadly attack, resulting in the loss of 18 lives and injuries to 13 individuals in a bowling alley and a bar in Lewiston, Maine. The recent mass shooting in Maine has revived discussions surrounding assault weapons.
President Biden asserts it underscores the necessity for a ban, but many Republicans remain unconvinced. Senator John Cornyn of Texas emphasized the importance of preventing individuals with mental illness from accessing weapons.
It's not the gun itself that is the problem, because in the hands of a law-abiding person, they're not a threat to public safety.
In Maine, military authorities report that the suspected gunman began exhibiting erratic behavior in mid-July. The state has a yellow flag law in place, mandating both a medical assessment and sworn testimony from police or a family member to temporarily remove someone's firearms. I'm John Schaefer.
The United Auto Workers Union and GM are potentially edging towards a labor agreement. According to CNBC, discussions persisted into Friday morning. The proposed deal would be modeled after the tentative agreement recently struck with Ford. The FDA is releasing a safety advisory for six states regarding a potentially tainted batch of oysters. Harvested earlier this month, they were distributed in Florida, Massachusetts, Maryland, Maine, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. The FDA is strongly recommending restaurants dispose of these oysters. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Israel has entered its fourth week of war against Hamas, attacking about 150 underground targets in the northern Gaza Strip amid the ongoing war against the terrorists.
The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, expanding operations to wipe out Hamas terrorists. 229 Israeli hostages still being held against their will. It's believed many being held in a spiderweb of tunnels below ground and possibly below a large hospital in Gaza. This the result of the bloody and ruthless attack on October 7th, murdering Jews, shooting and killing them at a festival and at a kibbutz, and then taking hostages.
Laura Winters reporting. The TSA is advising travelers to be mindful of their belongings as they pass through airport security this Halloween weekend.
According to TSA spokesperson Lisa Farbstein, passengers of all ages are welcome to travel in costume, but they should use minimal makeup to ensure security agents can still identify them at the ID checkpoint. Props should also be placed in checked baggage.
Because you're not going to need a broom to fly to your destination because you probably have a ticket.
It's important to note that replicas of explosives, including fake grenades, are prohibited in both carry-on and checked luggage. I'm John Schaefer.
Richard Mole, a character actor who found lasting fame as the eccentric but gentle giant bailiff Bull on the original Night Court sitcom, has died. He was 80 years old. Mole played Bull Shannon on NBC's Night Court from 1984 to 1992 alongside stars Harry Anderson and John Larroquette. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.